The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. I am super excited to be coming your way in what promises to be the best ever podcast you've ever listened to, especially if you're someone given to family life. Today, I start a series on effective marital communication. Like we always say, communication is the bedrock of every relationship. A lot of people talk, not many can communicate because communication is a skill. In the word of Tony Gaskins, communication to a relationship is like oxygen to life. Without it, it dies. Now, today, I'll start you off by a couple of fundamental truths. Then, I will help you understand why people struggle to communicate because I truly want you to be successful in your relationship, whether that relationship is marriage or it's a workplace relationship or it's even with an acquaintance. Because if you master communication, you have truly mastered life. Number one, the most important nation on earth is your family, because your family is the production factory of the society. You need to understand that a family is a nation, and if communication is not effective, the family will struggle. Number two fundamental truth is that the bedrock of every effective relationship is communication, because it has destroyed and built relationships over the years. If you see many relationships that are struggling, the usual suspect is lack of effective communication or inappropriate communication. Have you ever had a relationship with someone that you just felt very awkward every time they opened their mouth? As a matter of fact, the book of Proverbs in the Bible says that a fool is even considered wise until he opens his mouth. You see, many can talk, but not everyone can communicate, because while talking is natural, communication is learned and it is intentional. Unfortunately, many of you, your heart is so busy that we become too busy within us that we cannot pause and master the art of intentional communication. I usually say that the difference between talking and communication is about a 3-minute gap, because all you need to talk is to open your mouth and whatever comes up, comes up. Communication, it starts from the masterful art of creating what you're about to say, because the purpose of words is not speaking. The purpose of words is actually creation. Now, everyone can communicate, but not everyone communicates effectively, because it takes a few more minutes to communicate than to talk, and that is often stressful for many of us. So, for example, I can easily say to you, stand up and leave the place. That is talking. But to communicate, I have to look at you and say, you know what, sweetheart, I just love what you're wearing. You are simply the best that exists to me, and I really appreciate you. But you know, where you're sitting is not befitting of your status as my royalty. I was just wondering if you could move from that place and move to this place. And if you can move to this place, I will actually take a selfie with you and I'll put it online, because you are the best of the best. But if you don't feel like moving at the moment, it's still okay. But I just feel this is a place that befits my king. What do you think the person is going to do? Definitely the person is going to move. Why? You have communicated effectively. Because it's been said, a trap in everyone is a king and a fool. The one you speak to is the one that responds to you. You see, our communication style is often dependent on our self-image of ourselves and others, because we can't communicate better than what we think of people per time. So, how well have you been treated, and how has it affected how you treat others? a whole lot of people who talk down on others. If you look within them, they talk down within themselves. So talking down on others gives them a form of affirmation, or it boosts their self-esteem in one way or the other. But you see, there is so much chaos within them. So how we see ourselves and how we see others affects how we communicate with them and the choice of words we use. What we believe about people determines how we behave, and our behavior towards them is what drives our communication. So today, you want to find out, why do people struggle with communication? Now, I have about three answers for you. Number one is upbringing. A lot of us have been scripted to communicate in a particular way with the way we were raised by our parents, by the people that we call anglers in your life. The way they addressed you when you were younger, did they speak with you, to you with respect? Did they communicate effectively with you and talk to you, teach you? Did they teach you the masterful art of effective communication? So if you look at your upbringing, what does it remind you of? Bliss? Chaos? Inconsistency? Abuse? What does your upbringing remind you of? The first voices you had in your life, the voice of mother. When you hear the voice in your head right now, how does it make you feel? The voice of your mother, how does she make you feel? The voice of your teachers, the people that led you, how did they make you feel? So our upbringing can affect our communication. Number two is the societal culture. The culture you grew up in, if it's an environment that is full of respect and regard for humanity, it would affect the way you talk and the way you communicate. If it's, however, is an environment that doesn't regard a human life, it would also show up in the way you talk. Because if chaos is all you have within you, what your mouth will appear will be chaotic, and it will make people want to kill themselves. But if there is serenity within you, what will come out of you will be full of serenity and love, and it will bring love and joy to humanity. So your society, if you go back to where you grew up, where you were born, the neighborhood, the places you went to school, what kind of places are they? How did the people around you, how they talk to you, how they make you feel? That's the second thing you need to think about. Number three, are your significant emotional experience. I have seen people who stammer, not because they were born a stammer, but because there was a significant emotional experience that happened in their life. And in their bid to speak up, they couldn't because their voices were suppressed. So from thence, they started to stammer because they don't know the greatness that resides in them, having been totally abused by the environment that raised them. So you want to check the pain in your life. How has it affected your response, your reaction to people? Because you see, to effectively communicate with people, you need to respect them. The question is, do you truly respect people, or you are a respecter of men? Right? Now, you may want to look at it and say, no, I have respect for people. But is your persona the same when you're with people? Is the way you talk to people the same, irregardless of who you are talking to? When you talk to people below you, the people who look up to you, your personnel who work for you, the people you pay salaries to, your cleaners, your drivers, your gardeners, would you say that you speak to them with courtesy? Or every time they leave you, they feel like committing suicide, or they feel less than who they truly are? Do you truly respect people, or you are a respecter of men? You know, it's so easy to respect people you want to do deals with, who can write a check for you. You know, it's very easy to respect people you look up to, who can give you promotion. But what about people that you can promote? What about people who have nothing to offer you? If you master the art of treating people with the best possible treatment when they come into your world, communication will be so easy for you. I must say today that we create with our words, and the response we get from people is often the report card of what we have created with our words. Dr. Mike Murdock said, trapped in every human being is the king and the queen, and a fool, the one you speak to is often the one that responds to you. So if you speak to the king and the queen and the person, reality will respond. And if you speak to the fool, a slap might respond. Of course, that's abusive, and you don't want to settle issues with fear. But you see, we create with our words, and the response we get from people is often the report card of what we have created with our words. So if you don't like the response you consistently get from people, always ask yourself, what input do I need to put? Can I speak to the royalty in them so that the royalty in them can respond back to me? You see, Stephen Sparks says, a great relationship has great communication. That means knowing how to effectively express yourself and how to listen properly. As a matter of fact, the most important aspect of communication is actually silence, when you can actually listen attentively and not listen to respond, listening to comprehend, to feel, and to see who is speaking to you. And so you articulate what you're about to say, so that when you open your mouth, what you're doing is you are creating. It's actually the act of selling. In salesmanship, what you want is conversion. So when your communication is full of that background that seeks to convert people into your world and help them become the best version of themselves, you see, you'll become a totally different person, and everyone wants to remain in your radar and in your world. So the question today is this: are you creating chaos, or you are creating heaven with the words of your mouth? You see, communication does not start from your mouth. Communication starts within you. Is there chaos within you, or is there bliss within you? So why don't you take a deep breath today and think of the greatest version of you? I want you to take a look within you today. What can you find within you? Is there beauty? Is there love? Is there peace? Or is there chaos? What does your inner world remind you of? In case what you can see is chaotic, then you need to go through healing and find out, how do I uninstall chaos and restore bliss? Because when there is bliss within you, what will come out of you will bring bliss to others. How would it feel like to be an agent of bliss as against an agent of chaos? What would it feel like that through you, people find themselves and your words uplift people, as against your words bringing people down? How would it feel when everyone is rushing in your direction simply because you are creating bliss with the words of your mouth, and that makes you actually beautiful? Today, why don't you pay attention to what makes you strong, what makes you whole, the greatest version of yourself? Forget your failures. Focus on what you do so well. What makes you feel thick? What makes you feel great? What makes you feel loved? Go back to that point in your life where everything were, and move out of thence and open your mouth. You would realize that your mouth is full of smiles, and what part of you will be full of beauty. And as you go around, see the same beauty in all the people. Look for their greatest strength, their greatest ability. Focus on that, not their shortcomings, and speak to the greatness within them. Till I come your way again, this is Family Engineering with praise for where. How see you some other time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.